Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, March 22nd. Happy start of the work week, everyone. Earlier this month, the world's biggest digital advertising company, Google, made a rather large announcement. Starting next year, it will no longer use tracking technology to sell ads based on where you go online. The company made the announcement in a blog post declaring that it will be, quote, charting a course toward a more privacy-first web. This latest decision follows last year's announcement that the company would no longer use third-party cookies in its Chrome browser, the Wall Street Journal reports. As you may know, cookies are those tiny files that websites send to your web browser to keep track of your browsing history. Now Google has basically said it won't develop its own tracking technology to keep tabs on where you go and sell ads based on that history. Companies like Google, Facebook, and others have long used such technologies, inviting the ire of privacy advocates and, more recently, regulators. It's the reason why certain ads seem to follow you around the internet, don't you know? Visit a website like ilovesoup.com and suddenly you see soup ads embedded on other websites you visit and on social media. Google has been working with others to create new software that aggregates user browsing habits and allows advertisers to use that data to target groups of users with similar interests, rather than using individual data, or so they say. So it's more like old-school target marketing for ads. But Google's new privacy protections only relate to websites and not mobile apps, which account for nearly 70% of all digital advertising spending in the U.S. Over at rival Apple, where privacy has also taken center stage, they're focused on the app market. The company has announced that starting this spring, users will see a new feature that will only allow ad tracking if users opt in. App developers that don't comply are removed from the App Store. And while greater control over data is a win for privacy, the motivation behind the tech giant's new privacy concerns isn't entirely altruistic. In fact, UK regulators have opened an antitrust investigation into Google's move to remove third-party cookies from Chrome. Criticisms claim that doing so would actually give the company more power in online advertising, TechCrunch reports. And then there is the increasing call from activists, privacy advocates, and others to crack down on or even break up big tech companies because of their power. In such cases, were you a Google or an Apple, it would make sense to get in front of the privacy message by making privacy improvements. As Jonathan Mayer, a Princeton University computer science professor, told the Journal, quote, "These are proposals that read like a company that's under enormous regulatory pressure and is trying to find a last-minute plausible compromise to stave off regulation." Close quote. One of the bargains that computer users make with big tech companies is a swap, an exchange of privacy for convenience. As the tech giants loudly proclaim they're going to keep your private data, well, private, they still have to make money. Which raises the question, just how secret will your secrets be in the long term? From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown. Written by Gwen Moran and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Edited by Emma Courtney. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez. For Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.